Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change in our communities and beyond, and how today's choices will impact tomorrow's community. This program is a combined project of KCBX and our team of program hosts. Today on Central Coast Voices, host Fred Monroe and the leadership team of 100 Women Who Care, San Luis Obispo, will be sharing their insights with us. We're going to learn about their simple yet straightforward philanthropic efforts, which have turned small individual contributions into over $300,000 worth of support for local nonprofits or organizations. We'll also learn about how you can be a part of this semi-annual project. So we invite you to listen, learn, and participate in our conversation, and we're able to take your calls at 805-781-3875. And with that, let's join Fred Monroe and his guests. Over to you, Fred.
Thank you, Brad. Glad to be with you today. Good afternoon, and welcome to Central Coast Voices. I'm your host, Fred Monroe. I am one of the four hosts, because this question came up, I want to mention this. The four hosts who in rotation do a different Thursday every month. Mine happens to be the second Thursday at the moment. We want to address things that we look at in the community that are valid information and insights about diversity of our community and how today's choices affect tomorrow's community. The Central Coast is a remarkable place, and we will look at remarkable people today in a rather simple but remarkable program. In my mind, I've referred to this simply as the how to become a philanthropic person or a philanthropist in one easy lesson of an hour radio program. We will be able to take your calls today, and I'll remind you that if you have a call and you don't want to be on the radio, but you'd like your question or your concern or information passed on to our guests and our listeners, you're welcome to talk to Brad in the control room, and he will pass on the message. So if you want confidentiality from that standpoint, you're welcome to still call in and be part of the program. The phone number is 805-781-3875. That's 781-3875. We encourage you to call in reasonably early in the program. Sometimes towards the end of the program, we get backed up and make it a little more difficult to take your call. We're going to talk today about an interesting group effort based on a small group of individuals who committed to building a consensus to be philanthropists in a rather fascinating way. A lot of us have thought about, gee, how do I make a real impact on the community? I maybe, you know, contribute $10 a week to, or $10 a month to a given organization, or I write a check once a year for $100. And those are all great ways to do things, and I'm not suggesting that we don't have people participate in that way. But imagine if you could get 100 women together, either by phone, email, Zoom, over coffee, whatever way you want to think about, to sit down and talk about what the possibilities are for nonprofits within our community that would like some support. And lo and behold, you get beyond your $100 thought about that to what could be in sometimes 100 or 150 women that in an organization that will share some history with you. So that how this came about will get talked about. But this is an organization that started in 2008 and has already contributed over $330,000. The number that sticks for me is that's more than a third of $1 million in an organization of a whole bunch of people deciding where it should go and contributing $100 apiece. My guests today are Tisha Smith and Debbie Martin. They are the co-chairs of 100 Women Who Care in San Luis Obispo County. It's not the only place this organization exists. We'll have a fascinating discussion about also how it came about and how there's one in San Luis Obispo and how they found out about it from other organizations. We do have an early caller, so I want to make sure that I don't get too into our topic without making sure this person who's on the phone doesn't have to sit there for an hour and a half. So hold on a second. Don, are you there?
I am.
You are on the air.
Yes. Hello, Debbie. This is Don Clicker.
Hi, Don. It's great to hear your voice.
And you as well. I'm sitting here in the parking lot of the Madonna Inn. What could be a more delightful place to be? I was spent some time this morning in another activity that was also worthwhile. However, I wanted to just call in to just to thank you guys on behalf of the Atascadero Greyhound Foundation and Lighthouse Foundation, to one organization really with two names that benefited from the 100 Women Who Care Twice for a total of probably, I would say, about $20,000. And the amount of work that that can accomplish is certainly more than, as was mentioned earlier, the occasional $100 donation that we get. Our mission is to prevent drug abuse with from in our adolescent population in our schools, and we've been doing it since 1982, and it's been a wonderful organization benefiting a lot of kids, and thanks a great deal to 100 Women Who Care.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the call. That's a great way to start out the hour talking about an organization who benefited from them. Debbie or Tricia, can you share how that donation came about? Maybe a good way to start and work backwards from listening to a call from someone who was a recipient. Thanks for the call, Dawn.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, the way it came about, as I recall, I've been a member since about 2012. Debbie has been a member since the beginning, 2008. She's a founding member. And the first donation, he mentioned that they received two donations. And the first time was about 10, 15 years ago. And basically three people at each meeting are chosen from a hat. Everyone who has a charity that they would like to nominate for the prize, so to speak, puts their name in a hat. Three people were chosen, and Atascadero Lighthouse Foundation was one of the three chosen. And the three women got up and gave a five-minute spiel.
So let me back up a second. So a member puts – if they want to make a presentation at this particular meeting – puts a note on a piece of paper, and they go in a hat.
Their name, okay. Yes, their name.
So that's how you narrow it down from what maybe 15 or 100 people who have a charitable organization they would like to see considered this time.
Right, okay. Yes, that's how we narrow it down. Depending on how many women are at the meeting, sometimes there are 70. We have a number of women who are members and don't come to the meetings. They mail in their checks. But, yes, it's narrowed down by the number of women who show up with an organization in mind that they're hoping perhaps will be chosen. So we narrow it down to three. Three get to speak for 5 minutes. And after those five-minute speeches, 15 minutes, all the women write down one, two, or three. What's their favorite? And so Lighthouse Atascadero was chosen as the favorite. And then about 12 years later, I believe it was even a different woman who came that time and talked about it and was chosen again.
Okay. Want to back up a little bit, only because I think for a lot of people the first question, if they're not already involved with your organization, is, gee, where do the members come from? Do I need to have an interview to become a member? So you want to know what my philanthropic desires are before you allow me in the room?
No. So how it really starts, it started very grassroots. And so is this a good time for me to talk about the history?
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead. Oh, please.
Okay.
Yes.
So our local 100-plus Women Who Care, San Luis Obispo County, was started by a teacher in Atascadero, Kathy Orrick. She's just a dynamic individual. She's a dynamic teacher and just a dynamic person. And she was visiting a friend in Chicago and read about a woman in Michigan who had started 100 Women Who Care in Michigan. And she read about it and she thought, this idea is so simple, I'm bringing it to San Luis Obispo. And how it started was the woman in Michigan was, as happens in San Luis Obispo County and communities throughout the world, there are those people who just do, are there in a number of service organizations and nonprofits. But she was approached and asked, could she put on a fundraiser and raise $10,000 to buy baby cribs for families in need? And she was very busy, and she just thought, I don't really have a time to put on a fundraiser. But I probably know enough women that I could call and we could all get together and maybe we could all just write a check and they could ask their friends to bring friends. And so they got together and at a restaurant and for lunch, and they talked about this. And at the end, they all decided, yes, we're all going to write a check. And their very first donation draw was $12,000, so 120 women wrote $100 checks. And this woman thought, wow, within an hour and lunch, we raised $12,000. This is really simple. It's very easy. And she just started going with it. And so Kathy, the local teacher here, when she heard about it, she thought, I'm doing that here. So she just got a group of us together. We started with 20. Our very first donation in San Luis Obispo County was to Big Brothers Big Sisters. And we had $2,000. And then we grew from that up to our highest donation, which was 150 women who donated $15,000 for an adaptive playground, with the organization was called Parents for Joy. So that's how it started locally. So any woman can join. Yeah.
I think that playground's in Atascadero over by the community center.
Yes, it is. Okay. That is where it is.
I wanted to add, it was so fortuitous to our county that Kathy happened to be visiting Chicago at that time, because 2008, we are the fifth chapter of 100 Women Who Care, and apparently there's more than 900 chapters now.
Internationally, they're all over the world.
One of the things that struck me about why that is the case is you probably have the most simple structure possible to raise money for an organization.
That's correct. There, you can't get more simple than let's come together, let's vote. And Kathy was great at our meetings. Kathy ran a tight ship, and we completed our meetings within half an hour.
But you didn't turn it into a party. I'm sorry. one of my thoughts about reading when I read some of your information you're sharing with me is you only meet twice a year, I understand. And you've been meeting by remote control since Zoom time, I guess.
No, since COVID time.
Since COVID.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Zoom because of COVID. Sorry about that.
And actually, it hasn't been Zoom. It's just email. So it's even easier than Zoom. So our email meetings, it's at your leisure that you read your email and then vote within the week and whatnot. So it's not even Zoom. You have to be at the meeting. But yeah, since COVID, we have been doing email meetings, and we took a vote, members vote, and we ended up voting on a hybrid, spring in person and fall by email.
So we're meeting for the first time since COVID started on March 10th at Slow Public Market at 6 p.m., and we're excited about having in-person meetings again. We have members who really like the idea of in-person and socializing, because members got together, drinks beforehand, dinner after. That's always been a part of the culture of 100 Women Who Care. And so that's been great. But we also have women who are very busy. And through email, they could do it at their leisure when it's convenient for them.
So that becomes a tool to not exclude people, but you still will have public meetings or in-person meetings when you can.
Mm-hmm. We were meeting in a banquet room in a restaurant, and they needed to start charging us. And we have zero overhead. There is no 100 Women Who Care is not a nonprofit. We are not a 501c3. We don't have a bank account because we write our checks directly to the charities that women vote
We'll
for.
Get into that detail a little bit further, too. I don't want to keep this caller waiting. We have Chris from Morro Bay. Actually, it looks like Chris from Morro Bay, who's not in Morro Bay at the moment, in Visalia. But, Chris, are you there?
I am.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
Well, I began participating in 100 Women Who Care for our Slo County way before COVID, and I think it's one of the most brilliant fundraising ideas I've ever come across. I worked for 15 years for a nonprofit, and fundraising was part of my purview. And I learned quickly that people donate to people. People don't donate to causes necessarily, but they donate to people. And that's why I voted to have at least one meeting a year in person, because that gives us an opportunity to recruit new members and have them meet the existing members and really get a feel for the passion that our members bring to these votes that we have twice a year. And I think, in addition to supporting our own family and friends, the best thing we as human beings can do is support those causes in our own backyards. And our money stays in San Luis Obispo County. And that's why I'm a huge advocate of 100 Women Who Care. Our group started because one of our founders learned about it from out of state. And I think it's multiplied across the country. I understand there are lots of 100 Women Who Care. There are now groups of 100 Men Who Care, 100 Students Who Care. Any group can start because, as was mentioned, we have no overhead. We have no office to support. We have no staff to support. Our efforts are volunteer, and every dime we give goes to a cause in our county. So I appreciate your station for giving us a voice and for the members who continue to support this year after year.
Chris, thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Earlier, you mentioned you were surprised we don't have a party, and actually, you could hear in her voice how she said how great it feels to be a member, and it is a party atmosphere. When you write your $100 check, you feel like you're giving $10,000. That's the way it feels, because we know that there's 99 others who are also writing a $100 check, and so it is a I would call it a party.
I'll share with you that when I'm setting up this program and looking for topics to discuss and looking for organizations, in the back of my mind for a year or so has been the who can I talk to? Because there's an association of philanthropic officers in the county that basically is an organization for people who are the fundraising chair of this organization or that cause. And I was looking for a way to be able to have a conversation about how an ordinary everyday person can learn what's involved in becoming philanthropic beyond just, oh gee, I'm writing a check or an email or a credit card charge once a month for an organization or whatever. And lo and behold, we saw a pitch from you folks about this organization, and I had never heard of you before, but my thought was it's a pocket organization, if you will. It is a small organization, as Debbie has said, with no overhead. So it works. And I guess people, one of my thoughts is too, people can come in and out as they wish. If I want to be a member, I'm not necessarily saying I will always contribute and always participate. I don't know how you organize your membership.
Well, we do ask. The one thing we ask when they join is we'd like for you to commit to whatever organizations that the majority of the membership votes for. But that said, we're not, you know, we don't kick people out if they decide this time around I'm not donating. You know, sometimes life circumstances happen. But for the most part, I would say the vast majority of women in the organization, even if it's not the organization they vote for, they send in their check even when, you know, even when it's not their choice. And so I think they're just supportive of the many organizations in San Luis Obispo County. And along those lines, one of the things that just has been so rewarding to be a member, I just love this. I have learned about so many organizations throughout this county that I would never have heard of with if it were not for 100 Women Who Care. All these women coming together, and they're from, and women live all over the county, and so they know of so many different things that are going on. And how would we learn? How would you learn about that? And so the this organization is a way of finding out about everything that people are doing. This is a community. San Luis Obispo County is a community that really does an awful lot to take care of each other.
With the structure we've talked about already on the program, you don't have organizations coming to you and pitching their cause. Your members are looking at organizations that they want to support and speak on behalf of.
That's right.
That's right. It has to be a member who nominates the organization. But I love that you mentioned there's a list out there of the nonprofits. And I know there's a lot of nonprofits that don't know about us. And they can, in addition, they probably have board members who would like to be members anyways. And the board members can join and nominate that nonprofit too.
Can you nominate your own organization?
Yes. If you're a member, you absolutely can nominate your own organization.
Okay. Because the process is... is, for lack of a better way of putting it, clean and clear enough that someone will speak on behalf of one of those three organizations that gets voted on, but the three organizations get pulled out of a hat that may have 100 choices in it.
Correct. I mean, we've never had 100 choices, but and last time, and which was done through email, we had 14 members submitted nominations. And many of them, just because, you know, many people in our community are members of multiple organizations. They're helping out with different groups and different service clubs. So, you know, so they nominate the service clubs they're affiliated with. That happens. But they're also supportive of all the other organizations as well.
We have a call. Let me take this call here from Rolf in Atascadero. Rolf, are you there?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Rolf. How are you?
this is becoming a family reunion radio program. Okay.
What are you doing today?
Hi, Rolf is also from Lighthouse Atascadero. And Don Clickard, who called earlier.
Well, Don probably covered most everything. Just wanted to say again, thanks to 100 Women Who Care. When we first got started, Kathy Orrick was involved, and we got a donation from them back in 2019. And then Debbie took over, and we got a donation from them in last spring. So for a total donation of $23,500. So we really want to thank 100 Women Who Care that helps us with our budget and carrying out our programs.
Well, thanks for the call. Rolf, I have a question for you. Were you aware of one of their members coming to the meeting to speak on your behalf?
Coming to...
Someone had to be at 100 Women Who Care to talk about your organization in order for you to get the contribution.
Well, in the past, when they did meet, my wife was a member. Janet Stecker was a member. Christine Clickard was a member. I wasn't a member. I just kind of put together the profile on what we needed and when and why and where the money might go to. And then I handed it over to the ladies to take it to 100 Women Who Care.
Right. Okay. If I remember correctly, I think it was one of those three women who gave the first 5-minute spiel. And then the second one, I know I had spoken with Lori Bagby. Yep. And she came after that and gave her spiel, and then that was the one voted on more recently.
I think the most recent one, Rolf, the most recent one was done by email, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All by email. In fact, the last few were done by email.
Lori might have been the first one then.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the information.
That would have been probably in 2019, probably then, our first one there. Lori's been a member, and she used to go to the meetings too, just like my wife and Christine Clickard and Janice Decker. They went to the meetings also when they were having them.
Yeah, thanks for the call and thanks for the information.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, thanks, Rolf.
This is what sticks in my mind. If you'll pardon me, is spontaneous combustion. It's like this. It seems so little infrastructure to come back with so much of an outcome. And we'll talk about it further. In order to be a member, really all you have to do is show up and say, I want to participate, and be willing to contribute $100.
That's right.
Literally. We do have a little paper to sign, a little membership paper that really only says, I would like to be a member.
Okay, let's hear about the legal forms now.
Yeah,
go ahead, Trisha.
I'd like to be a member, and I will commit to writing a $100 check twice a year. And it's pretty simple as it sounds.
And it's, you know, and I think there are so many people in the community for whom, you know, $100, I'm one of them, that I'm lucky that if I contribute $200 a year, that doesn't affect my life, but it certainly makes a huge impact. And I think that's the beauty of this, is the simplicity of the program. I think that's why it's so successful and why it spreads so quickly around the world, throughout the United States and around the world, is it doesn't get more simple than this. And because there's no national organization overseeing it that's telling you, no, you have to run your local organization this way or that way. Some of the organizations meet four times a year. Some of them have different dollars amounts. Like, obviously, if there's 100 kids who care, they're probably not writing checks for $100. So it's every organization just gets to set it up however they would like.
My thought is you may be surprised at what some of the kids contribute because they have less life overhead.
True.
True.
That's true. And some of them might be making a lot of allowance. We don't know. Yeah. But back to the simpleness, I remember when I was invited by Roseanne Martin, who was also one of the founding members, and she told me what it was, and I heard her say, I said, so you're telling me that if I write a check to a local charity for $100, it will be put with 99 other checks to the same charity? And she said, yes. And so that's a $10,000 donation at once that I am a piece of. And I said, well, yeah, I'll do that, because you don't have any other organization that can do that, that can say you are guaranteed all these others are going to do it also.
Let's hold it with that right now. We need to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a little bit. This is Central Coast Voices. We are talking about a fascinating organization. I have two members of 100 members of Women Who Care for San Luis Obispo County. We'll be back with you shortly. This is Central Coast Voices.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we bring you a taste of the newest season of the Futuro Studios hit show, La Brega.
You couldn't, in good faith, stand back and look up at that pedestal and say, Juan Ponce de León is standing tall and proud and straight, you know?
That's next time on Latino USA.
On the next Fresh Air, Nigerian musician Fela Kuti, father of Afrobeat, used his music as a weapon against dictatorship and was punished for it. He was also a complex figure, marrying 27 band members, and was an AIDS denier even though he had it. We talk with Jad Abumrad about his Fela podcast. Join us.
That's ahead on our Thursday here on KCBX. We've got Latino USA following this program from 2 till 3. Then it's Fresh Air from 3 till 4. Right now, let's return to a very lively hour with Fred Monroe and his guests on Central Coast Voices. Back to you, Fred.
Thank you very much, Brad. We are speaking with two members of a fascinating organization that we're going to tell you at some point how you can join if you happen to be a woman, because it's a woman's organization. But we have Tisha Smith and Debbie Martin. They are the co-chairs of 100 Women Who Care San Luis Obispo County. It is one of a tremendous amount of similar organizations around the world. And I'll tell you, they're similar organizations primarily because this is the easiest way I have ever heard of a group of people coming together, having a good time, and contributing significant money to charitable organizations. Why don't we talk about some of the organizations that you, that have been your recipients over the years? You've been around since 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. That's correct, since 2008. So we have contributed to just general categories, housing, children, food assistance, arts, animals, families and individuals, health, and then just miscellaneous ones. So housing, we've contributed to 40 Prado, Hope's Village of SLO, Echo, Smart Share Housing Solutions. Children, we just recently, through People's Self-Help Housing, there's a program called Celebrate. That was our fall donation. We just did that one. That was to help students in North County who are going to be first-generation college students, and it helps them in high school. We heard about Lighthouse Atascadero. We had two people who called in. Learning Among the Oaks, Parents for Joy, we talked about. Food assistance, we've had the Slow Food Bank Coalition, Estero Bay Kindness, Glean Slow, which is under the umbrella of Slow Food Bank, just arts, animals. What else, Tisha?
Oh, gosh, animals, partners in equestrian therapy, Heaven Can Wait, Arts, Infinite Music was awarded, and Paso Robles Youth Arts Foundation has received an award. Families and individuals, we've had South County Slow Women Aid and San Luis Obispo Slow Women Aid, Transitions Mental Health, the Slow Nor Foundation, Cancer Support Community, and then some others, Adult Daycare Center, Degrees of Skill, which and Dream Makers of San Luis Obispo. Yeah.
Now, most of these organizations did not know they were specifically up for consideration, because the process all pretty much takes place in 1 hour, if you will.
It's been pretty grassroots.
Okay.
I mean, but obviously members, when they're a part of an organization, or as we heard from scholars, married to people who are part of organizations, that's how we get the information.
We have a caller. Let me go to Irene on the phone, and we'll come back to this topic. Okay. Irene, you're there. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Deb and Tisha.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, Irene.
Oh, my guests seem to know everybody in the community or vice versa. Okay.
Well, I'm just calling because I also joined in 2008 with Debbie, with Kathy Orrick. And it was really great because, you know, a lot of times you want to donate or do something in the county. You just don't know what to do. And it's so, so simple. You know, we met and it was like, you know, you make a commitment of $100 two times a year. You get together and you learn about all these different groups. You pick one, you write the check, and then they get the check like really soon. And you feel like you did a really great thing. And it's just been really fun. I've enjoyed it the whole time. I'm still a member and I'm looking forward to the meeting coming up. So it's great. I would encourage women to join. It's really a good group.
Thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I had a lot to say, but they've already said it pretty much. I'd just be reiterating it. But I just totally support this group, and I would encourage everybody to come to the meeting if they can. So
yeah, we will talk about how people can go there in a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Irene.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Debbie. Okay, thanks Tisha. Bye.
You have a lot of popular friends. This is more calls than we get often. Hold on a second. We have another call. Okay. I will probably get your name wrong, but is it Itzalt?
Itzel. It's pretty close. I appreciate the try.
Okay. Thanks for calling. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say thank you so much. I'm actually the advisor for Celebra at People's Self-Help Housing. We were the last to get awarded, as the ladies just said. Hello.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for doing what you do.
Of course. I just wanted to say that it was such a huge blessing to get this this award from all these wonderful women in our community, because our budget had been cut. And as the lady said, with Celebre, we help our students explore different college options. And one of those things is actually taking our students to college campuses so they can experience it for themselves as a first-generation student. You know, it's very rare that they get to visit college campuses, so this is making a huge impact. I also wanted to share that I actually got a text message from one of our alumni students who's actually at CSU Northridge. After she had seen, I think, a post on social media that Celebre was awarded this, and she said, "Hey, congratulations. I just saw this. I just want to let you know that, you know, once I graduate, I'm planning to donate as well." So.
That's a full circle moment.
It is a very beautiful thing. So we're very appreciative of all 100 women who cared for us and keep caring for our community.
Thanks for the call. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
That's a very good point. That's a very touching point, that it will go full circle in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. I think when people have been the recipient of something, they appreciate it so much, and so then they realize they want to give back. They want to carry it forward. Yeah. They want to continue.
We have some time to continue the conversation, but let's talk again about how people can participate or join. You know, if we're usually used to member organizations that we have to go through a paperwork process and things like that. Can people show up at the March
slow
meeting?
Public market. Yes, yeah. They can just show up at our meeting starts at 6 p.m. So come before 6 p.m. if you want to become a member. And it's the slow public market on March 10th in the upstairs events center. And they can just show up and they can bring friends too.
Yeah. The organization's website, which I'll give you in a moment, and an email address to contact are available. The front desk at KCBX, if you call the station, they'll be able to share this information with you. I'll go over it with you. But the email address is kind of interesting. It's – make sure I get this right. It's hwwcslo2@icloud.com.
And that's – can I just explain?
Yeah, okay, but please explain it. That would be good.
Okay. So the H is for 100. WWC is for Women Who Care. Slow. Yeah. And then the number 2, because when Tisha and I took over the chair, we couldn't figure out how to transfer the email. So now we're the second HWWC slow. At iCloud.com.
Yeah. And so. The website is 100womenwhocareslo.com. We'll try and repeat it again towards the end of the hour. And again, you can call the station if you didn't hear that from us. Also, if you didn't get it right away, the radio program is basically made available. It'll be on our website by late this afternoon, and you can go back and listen to the program, listen to some of the comments, but also get that information.
And may I talk about the website for just a moment?
Go right ahead.
So our website, if you just do a search, you don't have to remember what the website address is. You can just put in, do a search for 100 Women Who Care, San Luis Obispo, and it'll pop up. And on the website, we have lots of information about how the organization is run, what it's done, what the process is for nominating or becoming a member. And it does have the email on there, and it has a phone number you can call. We're happy to talk to anyone. And
it's fun. It's really fun to look at the past donations. There's a page that has all the donations since 2008.
So not only the organization, but how much money was contributed to them?
Yes, mm-hmm. How much money. And you see in 2008, it started at $2,000, then $2,500, then it jumps to $6,000, then it jumps to – it starts becoming exponential, which is really fabulous. Unfortunately, we have it not meeting in person has we've slipped our numbers down a bit. So That's why we're here today. We really want to get the word out.
So most people who want to be connected to their community would like to have a celebration and a party too. So you need to – it's hard to do that by email.
And we're really grateful to Slo Public Market. They are letting us have their event center for free. So they are not charging us to be able to use their event center. So,
which means you can get food there and come to the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Your information implies that your meeting is only 30 minutes.
It might be closer to 45 minutes because now there's two people running it instead of one. So,
and we're adding something new. We are inviting our past two donations to come to the meeting and just very briefly, we've asked them to just have five minutes to say how they've spent our donation. So that'll take a few more minutes,
maybe 10 more minutes.
Well, I'm encouraged by that because I think you should turn it into the more it's like a party and not just a business meeting for donation purposes, I think is a positive.
That's right.
Which is also why you won't let me be there, which is okay.
No, that's a great idea. We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to – may I bring up something that I think is back to the simplicity of this
donation?
Go
right ahead, yes.
Atisha and I know so many people, men and women, who've been a part of fundraisers. You need to put on a fundraiser for something, for some local organization or idea or need. And you spend more than $100 of your own money to put on the fundraiser, and then you don't even make $10,000. So the fact that we – and it's take hours and hours and hours of time to put on a fundraiser. So the fact that we can get together and have a quick meeting and raise $10,000 that quickly is just remarkable.
Does the organization receiving the money know what's coming in advance? I mean, my thought is it's not like you're just delivering a check for $10,000. You're delivering 100 pieces of paper, all individually made out by individuals, to an organization that might be shocked.
Right. That's a great question. We make it a point of keeping the dollar amount secret. So they do know that they are that they were chosen and they're going to get this donation. They don't know how much until we show up. And so they have all been very overwhelmingly excited. Yes.
You have a selection process that looks at three people who are randomly picked from the possibilities.
Correct.
Does everybody who's a member usually come with a charitable organization that they think they want to pitch?
Oh, no. I think probably it's more around 15. We have, 15 members that will submit a nomination.
And since the draw process for that is random, even though the final three selection is more voted upon, if you will. Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of organizations that are spoken on behalf of multiple times?
Yes.
Multiple meetings, yes, but if...
I meant multiple meetings, not the
right. Same okay, day. Yes. If
like, I'm going to gang up and I'm going to put 15 people who want to talk about my organization.
Right, can happen, but only one gets to talk about it. We have had a number of people who have their name has been pulled out of the hat a number of times, and they get up and speak. So the answer to your question is yes. Multiple times we hear about different organizations. And it's always a really tough vote. It's really hard to decide which one you want to give number one to. There's always at least two that you just have to almost toss a coin because they both pull at your heart usually so much. Mm-hmm. And you so we encourage all our members to come back and do it again if the vote didn't end up being their organization.
Has the local chapter in San Luis Obispo County been a training ground for anyone else doing it in another community?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, if it has, I haven't
heard
about
it. They didn't send you a thank you.
Well, you know who would probably know about that is Kathy Orrick, the founder. And she ran it by herself for 17 years. So Tisha and I just took over a year ago.
Is the original one that was founded by the, I think it was in Michigan, you said, is that one still in existence?
I believe it is. I haven't checked recently, but I bet if I did a search, I was on vacation last year in Arizona, and I was in Tucson, and someone emailed me from, you know, from our local 100 Women, and I needed to look. So I thought, oh, I need to find that on our that information on our website. Let me double check and make sure I'm correct. And I just I typed in 100 Women, and what popped up was 100 Women Who Care Tucson, And I that has now happened where I've been places and I'll type in 100 Women Who Care and the local chapter will show up. And it's just remarkable to see that. I know we have members who live in San Luis Obispo County and have joined because they have friends or family members who are members of 100 Women in another town or city. And they've heard about it and they've said, oh, so I decided to see if there's one in San Luis Obispo, and there is. So we do have some members who've heard about us that
way. We also have a member who moved away, and she's still a member. She now lives in Oregon, but she's still a member and sends her check. And we also have a husband who sends a $100 check with his wife to each meeting. It's a blank check that he's written for $100, and he considers himself
adjunct member would be a good way to explain that then. So in that family, if you will, contributes $200.
They do.
Okay. I can't see any reason not to encourage that.
Sure. And shout out to my mom. My mom lives up near Sacramento, and she is also a member of 100 Women Who Care San Luis Obispo County.
Does your membership fluctuate that much? I mean, people maybe move on to different things in their lives, or it doesn't fit in their time and their inclination?
Sure. And that, I mean, that happens. Our membership is always changing. We'll lose a few members, you know, here and there. They move out of the area. They become involved in, you know, their community elsewhere. I just heard from a woman who made her last donation to us because she has moved to Northern California. But she was a member almost from the beginning. And I found out she hasn't lived here locally for a while, but she still wanted to continue to become a member. And, you know, people move or their life situation changes. So our membership numbers are actually, you know, are fluctuating. I think once we're back in person, we should be able to be increasing our membership again.
I want to revisit the information as far as people getting information. They could just show up at the meeting on the 10th.
Correct.
Okay. But you would like them to fill out some information and or be available before then to kind of get briefed on membership? Or I want to make sure we don't put it in – create any situation where people find it difficult to participate. It sounds like the easiest organization in the world to participate in.
Yes. They can show up for sure if they want to – be more aware of what's going to happen when they do show up. Go ahead to our website, and then that gives our contact too. And it would be nice to know if they're coming, just because when you see new faces, it's nice to be able to maybe have a name to attach it to.
Yeah, but we have a few minutes left. Real quick, I want to give out the phone number again because we do have time for another call or two if people have any comments they want to make. 805-781-3875. If you don't want to be on the air but you have some comments you want to share, Brad, who will answer the phone, can get your information and pass it on to us if you'd like to be some anonymity, if you will. But we only have a few more minutes. This is a fascinating organization. This has been so fun to talk about you know, spontaneous philanthropic organization, if you will.
So I was going to say, women can come to the meeting and not sign up before the meeting. They can just come, see how the meeting goes, and then decide, do they want to join? And they can also, you know, look at the website. Either one of us would be happy to call someone if they have questions for us personally. We'd love to talk to them.
And if they come to the meeting, there's absolutely no pressure to join at all. No one would even know if you're coming just to check it out and then perhaps decide for whatever reason.
That's a very good point, because then they're again, feeling no pressure to participate other than to come to find out is a wonderful opportunity that you don't get often.
Right, for sure. You were talking about philanthropy, and I know Central Coast Voices, Community Choices. And one of the things I always think about is you can measure the health of a community by how it helps those less fortunate, how it helps its environment. And 100 Women Who Care, as Debbie mentioned earlier, we have found out about all these nonprofits that we never knew about. And we're so lucky here in our county to have lots of people who are in service organizations, in nonprofits, and helping others. And I think 100 Women Who Care being a conduit to them is makes it even better.
Yeah, you will probably hear from a few more, only because people who may not have ever heard of you before will listen to the program and either contact you or contact one of your members or start trolling their membership in their organization.
Who's
involved in this other organization? Can you be the person who makes a pitch for us?
That's a perfect way of talking about it, finding trolls in their organization who can come and make a pitch for them. And just to say, the odds are quite good because not a lot of people are pitching. I personally think a lot of people don't like getting up. Well, we know people don't like getting up and speaking in front of an audience.
Public speaking is tough enough. Public speaking about asking for money or support of an organization is, I'm sure, more difficult for a lot of folks.
Yeah, so that makes the odds even better.
Yeah.
You know,
go ahead.
I was going to say one thing that a number of members have talked to me about, and I know is true for myself, is that when I found out about different organizations, one of them in particular has become near and dear to my heart, and I contribute to them every year, and they never won one of our donations, and I'm hoping someone will nominate them again. And members have become active in other organizations because they've heard about it at our meetings, or they contribute money too, even if it didn't win. So it is a way of getting the word out there.
Yeah. We're about to the end of our hour, and as my listeners know, I usually make sure that my guests get the final word because I talk too much. So we'd like both of you to have an opportunity to make sure that everyone understands what you think is most important to share with them. And it can be a rehash of what we've already talked about, but we can pass those along. Debbie, why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay. I'm going to say, you know, one of the main reasons why I'm a member is that I feel like just my small donation just makes such a large impact. And I think this is the perfect organization to belong to. If you don't have much time and you're busy, you can learn about a lot of things going on. You know your money is going to be put together with a lot of other people. And also, we always say 100 women, but it's 100 plus, and we can have way more than 100 women who join our organization. There's no limit.
There's absolutely no cap on that. Yes.
What's the most number of people you've had?
150. We gave a $15,000 check to
Parents for Joy.
Yes.
Okay. Tisha, it's your turn.
Oh, same thing.
I think I can count on you for 2 minutes worth of information. Go ahead.
Yeah, same as Debbie, to know that just a one evening fun time with friends and new friends making a huge difference. By writing a $100 check and then putting it in an envelope with 99 other $100 checks is a really great feeling.
Let's explain the website, or by me, explain the email address to me again so we can make sure that...
The website is 100, and that's the number 100.
Okay.
100, Women Who Care. SLO.com.
Okay. And the email address, a little harder to translate, but we'll...
Okay. So it's ahead. Like spelling out 100 Women Who Care. So it's H for the 100. So H-W-W-C, SLO, and then the number 2 at iCloud.com. And that email is also on our website, as is a phone number you can call for information.
That's good. I'm glad to know there's a phone number on the website, too, because some people would like to want to talk to a live person about something like this, and it involves a consideration of being philanthropic.
And I've had the most wonderful conversations with women who have called because they've gone to the website and they've considered joining. And it's just been just wonderful to talk to these women. And I think all of them have ended up joining.
How many members do you have right now?
We currently have 85 members. Our last check was $8,500.
Right. We have more women on the list.
Yes. So that goes to the notion of we're not policing people and making them write their $100 check. Our list is over 85, but for whatever reason, some of these women didn't get their checks sent in November.
If you didn't catch the email address or you didn't catch the website, if you can give a call to the station, Claire at the front desk has the information for the email address and the website, and we'll gladly share that with you. Let's remind them again, when is the next gathering and what's the location?
It's on Tuesday, March 10th at 6 p.m. at Slow Public Market on South Hygera.
Thank you. This has been Central Coast Voices. It's been delightful talking about this. It really has. This has been a wonderful topic about a simple way to cover a complex challenge, which is contributing a lot of money to local organizations that are valuable. Next week on the programs, Chris Kington Barker will be here. I'll be back with you in about 4 weeks. Central Coast Voices is a production of KCBX Public Radio. Your input about the program and suggestions for topics, and also to inquire as far as things you may have missed on the program that you want to know about, is our email address, which is voices at kcbx.org. You're welcome to send us your feedback and your comments. This is listener-supported public radio. Thank you to Brad Kyle, our in-studio engineer. Thank you to our guests today, Tisha Smith and Debbie Martin from 100 Women Who Care San Luis Obispo County. Fascinating organization. I'm glad we were able to share it with you. This has been Central Coast Voices.